With Ramadan well underway during the Conditional Movement Control Order, CMCO, various individuals and NGOs have taken the opportunity to spread positivity by helping out those in need. Understanding how much the COVID-19 outbreak has affected the masses, Dr. Imran Hafiz, a cardiologist and senior lecturer at University of Malaya Medical Center, UMMC, initiated the Ops Teller Sardin, OTS, in an effort to help families affected by the current economic hardship. Speaking to FMT, Dr. Imran shared that the idea came when he was trying to think of ways to help out his patients whose families were surviving on daily wages. They were struggling to stay afloat even before the MCO and the quarantine cut them off from their only source of income. I realized I was getting distressed seeing how families who lived just a stone's throw away from the hospital where I work were struggling to put food on the table. Joined by his good friend Fajil, the duo embarked on a personal journey to help out those in need by starting off with RM 1000 purchasing small packs of food that would be able to sustain a family for a few days. The idea began around the Pantai Dalam area with just 20 families. The OTS project currently feeds 2,600 families in the country, which includes refugee communities, struggling migrants, persons with disabilities, single mothers and fathers. The initiative, which began in the first week of the MCO, will not only run until the end of Ramadan but will also be extended beyond it. Having asked as to why the odd OTS name was chosen, here is what Dr. Imran has to say: I wanted to make it something memorable. After all, no Malaysian can resist a humble meal of rice, eggs and sardines. Eggs and sardines are also the main components of the food pack. Sharing several tales that have truly moved them throughout their journey, Dr. Imran said that hunger and hardship knows no boundaries, be it the old, young or those of different ethnicities. Secondly, in times of difficulty, Malaysians have to come together and support one another. Lastly, I believe we must do more to address poverty holistically, because I worry for families who are stuck in a never-ending cycle of hardship due to the lack of opportunities or education. For those wanting to help Dr. Imran, Asma Malaysia and Persachan Siswaza Wanita Malaysia in their effort to help those in need can do so by donating to the Tabung Dasiswa, PSWM through their Bank Muamalat Malaysia Berhad account at 1205-000-2016-718, reference Ops Teller Sardin. Also read, Inspiring Majin Woman starts initiative donating sanitary pads to poor girls and women during MCO. You have reached the end of this story.